In spite of all the campfire's repercussions, Mayor Randall Stone said Chico was in fairly good shape, but the scarcity and cost of housing is bad and getting worse. Stone said with the median-priced home going for $389,000, families earning the median household income of $44,000 are squeezed out. He said developers aren't building the more basic, smaller units most needed.
This past year, of all the multifamily units constructed, again, this is post-campfire, disaster. Of all of the units constructed, nearly every unit was marketed towards luxury and affluent tenants.
He said inclusionary zoning, a policy requiring some affordable units in certain types of developments, could help. Stone said city staffers and the council would work out the details. He said an ordinance requiring 10% of new units to be affordable is achievable. Stone also urged the city to reduce development fees on smaller homes, saying the shift could deliver more smaller homes. Stone said despite naysayers, the downtown remains vibrant, offering a nearly 10% boost in sales tax receipts as evidence. He said enough money was collected from hotel taxes to pay for an additional police officer. Stone also took aim at the city's approach to homelessness, saying issuing tickets for vagrancy wasn't a solution.
It is time for the city of Chico, and I mean that collectively, to stop hoping citations will end homelessness.
He said the policy succeeded in reducing downtown homelessness by pushing homeless people into creeks, parks, and residential neighborhoods. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.